So it's time to just be comfortable. Get yourself in a comfortable place. And you're ready. So go ahead now and just do whatever you need to do to be comfortable in your chair, wherever you're at, if, even if you're standing. Just take a moment and just be comfortable where you're at. And begin to bring your focus and attention to your breathing using the focused calm breathing, where you inhale deeply down into your abdomen and then slowly exhale. And you can bring the fingers in and press the thumb and forefinger together as you inhale and then release and let go, telling yourself, let go. And another inhale, pressing the fingers together, bringing in that oxygen as you release the fingers, you let go, triggering the parasympathetic nervous system that allows you to feel calm. And once again, inhaling, pressing the fingers together, and exhale, let go. And if you'd like, you can go ahead now and place your hand on your heart and breathe into your heart for a few deep breaths. Just breathing into your heart as though your heart were your lungs. And just feel yourself letting go more and more as you just sink into the support beneath you, knowing you are fully supported right now. And as you become more relaxed, your subconscious mind becomes more alert and your imagination becomes more fluid. And the chatter of the conscious mind becomes quieter. That's right. So as your mind relaxes, so too does your body now. Reminding you that whatever the external circumstances, peace, harmony, and inner calm are yours. They belong to you. And so now, as you sink deeper into that place of inner knowingness, where you connect into who you really are, you simply let go more and more. So in a moment, when I count from 5 to 1, you'll just find yourself sinking into your own very special room today. This is the room of your beliefs. So beginning now, 5, as you let go more and more, going on this journey, 4, this is your life that you are creating moment to moment, 3, releasing more and more down into that comfortable place within you, 2, explore today, and 1, being at one now, here in your special room, where you feel very safe, very strong, and very curious about your beliefs that are holding you hostage to ways of being, behaving, thinking that keep you in that cycle of stress. And as you look around in this special room of yours today, in your room of beliefs, you see that there is a place to sit in a most comfortable chair. And when you sit down, you see beside you is the book of your life. And you go ahead and you pick it up and you begin to scan the pages. Any belief, such as the ones you have already identified, or new ones that were under your radar are going to appear now, either as words, a picture, a sound, a movie, or sensation for you. And you have the opportunity now to examine those beliefs for what they are. Maybe it's just going to be one that pops up at a time. Examine it for what it is, perhaps someone else's recollection or beliefs that were passed down to you. Perhaps something you decided was true for whatever reason, and now you see out of those particular belief glasses, and everything is colored by this belief. You can now choose if you want to keep it. Does it align with being your best, healthiest self in mind and body and in spirit? And if not, it may be time to get rid of it. So as you continue to look through this book and you see those pages, those images, those words, the sensations coming up about beliefs now, you get to decide now if it's time to get rid of a belief. And as you decide that it's time to get rid of one belief, you may even find a whole bunch of others that are similar will come flooding into your awareness. And you can very quickly decide from a new perspective, is this a belief you still need or want? Is it in alignment with your highest good or not? And you can choose to delete it. So go ahead and just gather up all those old beliefs. It could be old movies, tapes that you've heard over and over again, the stories you've been telling yourself over and over again. That even if they served a purpose at one time, you now know they no longer are working. Your higher self knows this. It's time to let them go and create from a new mind. And so take all those gathered beliefs, the movies, the tapes, the recordings, the stories, the pictures that represent the beliefs that you were keeping, that were keeping you stuck to your old ways of responding to the stresses in your life, or that kept you seeing the same old stresses. Out of those old belief glasses. So you can go ahead and gather them now and stuff them down into a special stuff sack that you notice is right there. And as you look around, you also notice now that there's a cabinet, kind of like a kitchen cabinet. And you're going to take this stuff sack after you've packed down really well all those old beliefs that you have decided to get rid of, that you know that are no longer in alignment with your best, healthiest self in mind and body and spirit. And you're stuffing them down. There's that stuff sack now that you are going to open up a cabinet door. And as you do, you see that there's a chute, like a laundry chute, and you just throw that stuff sack down there, and you just watch it slide down and down and down into what is now an incinerator. And you watch as the flames of the incinerator begin to engulf the bag, the baggage that weighed you down, the old beliefs. And now it's all going up into ash. And you watch it all disappear, the bag, and then the movies, the recordings, the images, whatever is all there. You just see that all going into flames, going into ash. The hurtful feelings, the disappointments, the stress, the heaviness of feeling stressed and out of control. You see it all disappearing now. And you watch now, as you continue to watch, you begin to see that they are now, all those ashes are starting to go up through a hole that is just sucking them right up into oblivion. Sucking them right up, and they're gone. As you continue to look down there, there's nothing there. All the little pieces of gray ash have totally disappeared. They've all been sucked up into that hole, into oblivion, into being recycled into the universe. They're gone. That's all you know. They're gone. And you come and you sit back down in your chair now and notice how light you feel. You now are connected into your creative self, and you are now ready to create the beliefs that you want. And so you begin being certain now of your desire to be in choice, to choose what it is, will make up your foundation for your life from this moment on. And what will you attract into your life now? More ease, more joy, more confidence, more letting go of that which tenses up your body, your mind, and your spirit. Continuing to cull that which is out of alignment, bringing in more which is in alignment to your higher self, and being in that space of creation. It's in this space of creation that you are going to hold this space sacred. And imagine right now that you have an invisible protective bubble all around you, and it will naturally deflect off any negative energy, old reflections of your old beliefs, any other new ones that keep showing up into your awareness of those old beliefs. It will naturally let in those positive energies and thoughts that serve you. Positive feelings are going to come in through this protective bubble. And you know now you are creating moment to moment, being aware that you are indeed the creator of your life from moment to moment, in how you feel, how you think, what you choose, what you decide, what you bring to your world, what glasses you have on now. And so you notice it feels empowering now to create from this new mind, this new energy, feeling protected and alive with creation, engaged, knowing you'll be continuing to create new beliefs now. As you are also going to be continuing to get rid of old ones that you determine, you decide are no longer working for you. You're going to continue to create new beliefs now that are in alignment with who you really are, being mindful and aware of your uniqueness, carrying the present of creativity with you. Now, as you get ready to come back from your room of beliefs slowly now, having had this unique experience today of releasing, identifying, releasing, getting rid of old beliefs, creating your protective bubble, and being in that state of creation where you will continue to create new beliefs that work best for you, and being your best, healthiest self in mind and body and spirit. Feeling yourself lighter and creative as I count 1, 2, wiggling toes, fingers, 3, knowing you can go back into this room of beliefs anytime that you want and do this work again, for it is your life now that you are in choice of, you are directing. And 5, coming back, taking a nice good deep breath. Opening up your eyes.